This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've always heard about power rankings. It's not some new concept or anything, but this one was a little different. It was so unique that we thought, all right, we don't always talk about this, but this is kind of cool because it projected future power rankings. So like not this year in week three, who's going to be the number one team, but projecting front offices and other aspects of the organization for years down the road, which we thought was kind of interesting. In fact, from 2025 through 2027, so the next three seasons. And they graded them on overall roster, not including your quarterback. Okay, that's important. Then quarterback, coaching, and front office. So number one, the Eagles were listed at 92.6 score.
I don't think that's totally unfair because they got a very good young roster.
Number one overall roster, number eight quarterback, number 10 coach, number one front office.
I'll tell you what the other people think about it, their coaching.
Baltimore was number two overall roster. They gave them the second best, third best quarterback, sixth coach, second front office. The Chiefs came in third, seventh overall roster, first quarterback, first coach, sixth front office.
That's what surprised me.
They should be second or third in front office, if not number one.
Yeah, they are.
It's one, two, or three. We can debate, should they be one? If you told me they listed them at second front office, I wouldn't have a ton of pushback. I think there's a case that they have the best front office in football. I understand why the national sentiment is Howie Roseman. But sixth, there's five front offices better than the Chiefs. It's projecting, but even projecting, what are we doing here?
Brett Veach isn't going anywhere. You could actually make an argument for coaching being lower, just knowing that you don't know what's going to happen in 26 and 27 for sure with Andy Reid. I think there's like a 90% chance he'll be coaching each of those next 2 years, 98% chance probably, that he'll be coaching each of those next 2 years. But I do think that they're right on a couple of things. Quarterback for sure, coaching I think for sure. And if you look at the Chiefs roster, they have one of the youngest defenses in all the NFL while being a very good defense. They have one of the older offenses in the NFL, but they have Patrick Mahomes. So like you got to, and their wide receivers are young. So their offensive line being older, I guess I don't care as much about because they're under contract and locked up and that should be okay. The thing that really threw me was the fact that they're, according to the people they talked to, and these people who work in the NFL, they thought that there were five front offices better than the Chiefs.
Which five are they?
That was surprising to me. Baltimore, which does not surprise anyone.
Eagles.
Those are the two in which if you want to start making arguments,
sure.
I would argue the Chiefs are better than maybe some of those. But there's at least you're splitting hairs. Detroit Lions, they had a better front office than the Kansas City Chiefs.
They have a very good front office. Their GM's really talented, but better than the Chiefs, I'm not sure.
In terms of recent, did it say what their perception of front office is? Is this the last three?
It's projecting for the next couple of years.
So it's for the Chiefs' sake, it is who their front office is now, man. I mean,
And if you go off of prior history with Brett Veach in the front office, who assuming they're still there in 3 years.
Crazy if they weren't Rams and Bucks were the other two ahead of them, by the way.
Yeah, that doesn't.
they also, for each one of these listed, they had a different expert list their bold prediction for each franchise on this. So like for the Eagles, for example, their bold prediction is this is pretty interesting. So the Eagles will trade wide receiver AJ Brown before the 2027 season. It'll be a shock. Brown will be coming off two more seasons of exceptional play, will be considered a major asset for the win now team that acquires him. But GM Howie Roseman will decide to move on and get draft assets for him. That's their bold prediction. Seth Walder, I believe, is who did those. For the Chiefs, they list as their bold prediction: Rashee Rice will record consecutive 1,200-yard seasons. After a promising rookie season, a sophomore campaign was cut short due to a knee injury, then a 2025 season that can include a suspension. Rice will finally put up big totals starting in 2026. So they're saying
is that next year?
I don't think so.
I mean, there aren't that many. We just looked it up. There were only like 8 wide receivers in the NFL who had 1,200 yards last year. So it is kind of bold. You have to admit, saying that somebody's going to get 1,200 yards is saying they're going to be one of the top 10 most productive wide receivers in the NFL the next 2 years.
I wonder if that's if you're in San Francisco, you're like, Rashee Rice is going to have that many yards? Like, I think for those people, it's more bold than for what we've seen of, like, in terms of the volume of how good actually Rashee is for us who watch him play on a regular basis. I feel like, I think there are some legs to it, Cody, of it being bold, like you said, but I don't know if he said he's going to be top three in the league in receiving yards, then I think we're entering into that solid bold category.
You only have one rookie year, which he finished with 900 yards, and a second year in which he got hurt. To say he's going to turn into one of the top 10 wide receivers in production in the NFL, I do think that qualifies. Mm. Because otherwise, you're just saying, like, bold in the sense that I don't think a bold prediction should actually be one that is completely unattainable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it should be, Rashard Smith's going to be a 2,000-yard rusher. You know, like, yeah, I don't think it needs to go that
for
far.
Buffalo,
you know?
For Buffalo, they listed their bold prediction. I mean,
Josh Allen finally cracks.
No, it's worse than that. It says the Bills will win the Super Bowl. The 2025 and 2026 postseason will disappoint Bills Mafia yet again. But thanks to a youth movement, they will win it all in 2027. That one's funny to me because it's like that one's funny because it's like they won't do it. They won't do it in the next 2 years, but they'll do it in 3 years. That one's a little weird to me.
I know that we don't have time for it. I was going to say, like, Nick Wright had really kind of laid out, I think, part of a conversation really well. Part of a conversation we've been having. We'll get to it in Major Chiefs Right Half Hour. That I think really emphasizes why you and I think you should just put Patrick Mahomes on his own, leave him there, and then debate 2, 3, and 4, and why they're trying to do both. Say there are people as good as him, but not treat him like everyone else. We can talk about it in the Chiefs Right Half Hour, but it lands in this same category the way they're talking about Josh Allen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.